And then we started talking about mental health, you know, what, and at that time, you know, I had a couple of grandkids that I'm taking care of that are in school, a senior in a senior year staying home, and a third grader. So just observing them, I started asking questions. Are your kids just a little bit different because they can't interact with other kids, or this is, you know, kids can't be kids, so to speak. And so as we brought this to this co-ed that had grown to 8 and then 12 different organizations, we really started talking about mental health and what that really meant. And then you start talking about, you know, we have high suicide rates, and what as we as a community, when are we really going to start addressing these hard issues that, you know, we'll talk with families and maybe close friends, but we won't talk as a community. And then I think that empowered other people to start talking about issues that they had as, you know, workforce and affordable housing. And I think you come to realization there's, you know, government is good, but there's some gaps that they just leave unattended. It could be financial resources. It could be, you know, at the time they're running, that's not a popular topic to get votes, right? You know, right. Who wants to talk about mental health during an election? And so we started talking about some stuff, and then we started to say, well, how do we fix that?